Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Frankcast. This is a show where we talk about everyone's favorite show from the 90s, The Nanny, or we do bonus episodes where we talk about films with the cast in it. So much fun. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner, and Colleen is here.
Hello.
And Larry's here.
Hello.
And today we are venturing into the world of the DCOM, and we're actually talking about one of Charles Shaughnessy's films. We've never really done that before. We've always only talked about Fran's work. But today we are talking about Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire. This is from 2000, and this was a Disney Channel original movie. And it's going to be, I think, pretty fun to talk about. We thought it would be a good fit with Halloween coming up and all the other fun stuff going on. And before we dive into that, how have you been? How have you been, Larry?
I have been all right. Excited to get into fall.
Yeah. And you, Colleen?
Yeah, I'm fine. I just busy. My job is very busy and just stressed out about that. But it's nice to take a little break here and, you know, talk about something.
Yeah, different. Me too. I mean, we've been screening more movies, so I've been busy, as a film critic, but then also kind of starting to get ready for the holiday season and at Hallmarkies is always intense.
I'm excited!
We can't wait. Make sure you're following over at Hallmarkies Podcast. It's going to be super fun. And we're actually having our first... we got the initial schedule, so we're having our first where we're planning our first planning meeting this week. So,
oh yes,
yes, get ready. But we are talking about Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire, and this came out in 2000. Larry, you're a little younger than me, and so were you somebody that watched the DCOMs growing up, or was it not really your thing?
No, I did, and I watched this one growing up.
Yeah, so. All right.
Oh, cool.
Because this came, because the whole DCOM thing really started when I was too old for it. Like, this came out when I was in college, because I'm so I kind of missed the whole boat on that whole thing, but. But yeah, I would say, would you agree that this kind of era was sort of the peak of the DCOM?
I definitely agree. I know probably people a little bit younger than me won't agree with that, but I agree.
Yeah. And the thing that, and we'll talk about it, but the thing that I guess impressed me the most about this movie is that it's not really a kid's movie hardly at all. Like, it's about the mom. I feel like she's the main protagonist of the film, and I feel like you would never see that now in a DCOM.
No. Yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. And I'm not even a big Disney person like you guys are. Mm-hmm. And I don't even see how that would be the first way that they just wouldn't do that.
Yeah. Which is interesting. And so, let's dive in. Let's talk about it. And I hope everybody got to listen to our top 10 nanny episodes. If you haven't listened to that episode, you definitely want to check that out. It was so much fun and kind of our culmination of reviewing every single episode, which we also have. So make sure you check that out as well, of The Nanny. And we have we're planning on trying to do something every month. And so we have some fun stuff planned over the next couple of months. But if you have any ideas or suggestions of things you'd like us to talk about that feature the cast of The Nanny, we would love to hear your thoughts. But let's dive in to this movie. So the title kind of says it all, but basically it's the overall plot is these two kids set their mom up on a date with a vampire because they want to get out of being grounded. And I guess we should probably talk about overall, what did you think of the film? Larry, what about you? What did you think of this one?
Yeah, I think it's definitely a fun one still, going back and watching it. As I kind of mentioned, I really enjoyed it growing up as a kid. It was one that I certainly remember.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot that the dad from Lizzie McGuire was Van Helsing.
Oh, really?
Yes. That was my jam growing up. I was obsessed with Lizzie
McGuire. Oh, really?
But of course, we have one of the aunts from Sabrina, the Teenage Witch, mm-hmm. in here. Yeah, I think it's really just a fun concept from the jump, and it's a pretty fun little movie.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Colleen?
I actually was disappointed in it.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I was expecting. My biggest thing against it, because I like the cast. And you know what, Larry? I'm going to date myself because I loved Lizzie McGuire. I didn't watch the show, but I loved the movie. And I forgot about him being the dad. I remember him from Revenge of the Nerds in the 80s because I'm way older than you. So anyways, I'll just say that. But uh-huh. I like the cast. I just thought, I don't know, it just felt so dated. And I know it's 2000 and I know that that's how things were. Mm-hmm. I don't know. There was something about it didn't work for me. I didn't think they had any. I know the story was about the mom, and I just didn't think Caroline Ray and Charles Shaughnessy had any kind of chemistry. I did like the kids. I thought the kids were entertaining. And what's interesting to me is that there were all of these, there were two Hallmark/Lifetime stars. I'm sure you noticed, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
Laura Vandervoort. I was like, oh my goodness. Now she's she was a teacher in that Cupid movie. And then Jake Epstein, who was in Lifetime movies.
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, he's in a good one. He's in that one with Alec Liebert.
Yes. I loved him.
Mm-hmm.
So that was exciting. But overall, I wasn't too excited about this one.
Yeah. I actually got to interview Laura last year. So that was, or I guess it was this year. It was before the movie. Feels like a million years ago. But she was great. And I think I asked her about this movie, about shooting it and what it was like and everything. And so that's kind of fun. I'll put a link down if people want to listen to that interview on Hallmarkies podcast. They can listen to it. I think that this movie has a little bit of camp to it that is fun. I agree, like maybe romance, it's not the strongest, but like, I don't think necessarily it's supposed to be since he's a vampire and like, he's going to kill her. Like,
right.
It'd be kind of weird if there was like great chemistry, but like, it's definitely unusual for the fact that it focuses so much upon her story and her growth as a character. And especially it throws in a whole song from her. I thought it was interesting.
Yeah.
And I think that Charles Shaughnessy has a lot of fun in this kind of devious role. Than Mr. Sheffield.
We've talked offline. You know, he joined General Hospital, and he's playing I think he was a dead character that came back to life. I don't know how many times this person. But, you know, everyone on soaps comes back from the dead, and I think his character was a dead character. I recall from many years ago.
My grandma Days of Our Lives, and apparently Marlena is demon possessed again.
He's on that Salem. There's like a special series for days too that he was on. Charles was on Salem something it was called. I can't remember.
Oh, it's the Peacock one, right?
The Peacock one. So he's busy. He's keeping busy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's worked. He was on Mad Men. He was on some episodes of Mad Men. So he's had some stuff that he's been doing. So is his character kind of devious in General Hospital?
Yeah, his name is Victor Cassadine. I haven't been watching, but I watched one episode and I was like, oh. Yeah, the Cassadine family is evil. And they've been around forever. Oh. And I don't know if you've heard, you know who Luke and Laura are. You probably just heard of them. Part of pop culture. Yeah. Laura was involved with a Cassadine. She has a son who's a Cassadine. And so it's always been wrapped up in all that. Laura, Luke's no longer on the show, but Laura's still there. And so he's playing playing a Cassadine. So that tells you he's evil. But I don't really know what's happening. Okay. But he's an attractive man. He looks very good. Yeah. I like him a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, they start out this movie with the fake movie that they have, The Revenge of Count Krelsky. And Larry, you are the horror guy. How do you think did you think this was fun? The recreation of this vampire?
It's maybe a very old creature. Yeah. As the mom says, it's PG. So it's a horror film even Rachel could watch. Yes. But at first, I had forgotten quite a bit about this film. Like, of course, there were some standout things I remembered, but I forgot that we opened with this, and I was like, "Wait, is this like a precursor? Like, do we start out like back in time?" And oh no, it's just a movie. But it's fun to like make the kid be really into vampires and into, you know, movie monsters and stuff. I think that's the funnest part about it.
Well, and I think these DCOMs, because I do Disney Scares Month every year, and I've talked about a lot of these scary DCOMs, and I think they're a really good way to introduce your kids to these types of stories without it being like too traumatic. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something that's fun and because there's nothing wrong with scary movies. It's about finding the right scary movie for your kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, that won't traumatize them for life, like Return to Oz did for me. The hallway of heads. I'll never forget it.
Your family probably had no idea, just that a nice Wizard of Oz sequel, and then oops, traumatizing.
Yeah, like what is going on? So Caroline Ray plays the mom, and I swear I feel like she's like ageless. I mean, this is 21 years, and now she's going to be in a Hallmark movie.
Yep.
This coming season, she's going to be playing Mrs. Miracle, which is very exciting because that's a beloved character.
And it was Doris Roberts, Larry.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so yeah.
That's a big one to fill. Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I feel like she looks exactly the same. And she.
Yeah. I like her a lot. I've always liked her. I liked Sabrina. I didn't watch all of it, but I knew enough about it. You know, I knew enough of the story, but I really liked her on there too.
I mean, I had no idea that she was a singer. Until this movie. Yeah.
That was kind of different, that whole thing. I'm sure we'll get into that.
It was kind of random.
And we find out that the little kid that Van Helsing is the person he admires most. So that's unusual. And then I did think that the script was pretty good in this movie. I liked like you're 13 years old. We don't do dialogue. That was pretty good. The back and forth I thought was pretty well done in this movie. The script and so then they end up getting grounded. The daughter's grounded. He's grounded. And so now he's looking for a way that he can still go to his concert. He's looking at the personals, and they email this person who turns out to be the vampire. And they figure out this whole meetup at the grocery store. And they meet Dimitri, played by Charles Shaughnessy, at the grocery store. What do you think, Larry, of this meetup, meet cute at the grocery store?
I think it's kind of fun because you have the obviously Van Helsing character like lurking around trying to find him as well. And, you know, the kids running around with their hijinks, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it was a fun intro to get them introduced to one another.
Yeah. And the when little Taylor, he sees Charles Shaughnessy turn into a bat, and nobody, of course, and then nobody will believe him. And I think he was a really cute, I guess it's Miles Jeffrey playing Taylor. He was definitely a cute child star.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
Can I just laugh about the, I mean, I like I said, it's dated. It's 2000. It's just so funny to me to sometimes watch. All I could think of was You've Got Mail, like the dial-up internet. Like I picture like the mail when they sent their mail and you have a message. And I was like, and then when they showed her cell phone, I'm like, I probably had that cell phone.
Yeah.
Back in like, the day.
You hear that. That brings you back. Yeah, and the old computers with that green kind of screen that they had.
Oh, they were so big and heavy.
Yeah.
The monitors.
And then you have Peter, who's the main boy character. He makes a deal with this kid named Boomer that he's going to set him up with a date for Chelsea if he can get the backstage passes to this thing, which is very rude.
Was it the headless horseman? The lips
and everything.
Yeah. I would be really mad if my brother tried anything like that. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And and then I really thought it was funny when she's just like freaking out about the idea of going on a date, mm-hmm. and. And you get choices. You get to become the kind of person who doesn't date. That's what she says. And of course, Taylor's very upset about this because he's like, "Why are you setting up our mom with a vampire?"
Yes.
But I definitely, I mean, as somebody who doesn't date very much, I definitely could relate to that anxiety when I do get on a date. It's like, I mean, it's like you don't end up dating because you're such a mess when you do go on dates that it's like it's a cycle.
It's stressful. It's nerve-wracking.
It's very stressful.
It's not. Yeah. It's like, is it worth it? You almost wonder.
I mean, and especially if you had kids involved, that would be even more stressful.
I feel like now, 20 years later, that's so common. It's not such a big deal. But back then it still was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, especially like the whole online dating thing, mm-hmm. is with the whole apps. I feel like it's become a whole different beast than it used to be.
There's so many single parents. I think it's easier to meet, you know, for people to accept dating other single parents, you know, where mm-hmm. it's not such a big deal. But, mm-hmm. you know, back then it wasn't like quite like that, like it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Taylor tries to call Van Helsing. And I really enjoyed their little relationship between Taylor and Van Helsing. I thought that was really mm-hmm. fun. They were like a little duo. What's his name of the actor? Robert Carradine plays Van Helsing. And he was fun, I thought. I enjoyed him.
I like that they made him kind of almost incompetent.
Yeah,
he was just good enough, but kind of incompetent at his job. Mm-hmm.
I did like though that I liked that Dimitri on his personal ad. I like that Dimitri in his personal ad said that he doesn't like Italian food.
Hates Italian and no turtlenecks.
Oh yeah, no turtlenecks. That's
yeah.
Good. And so then they go on the date. She gets wined and dined by him at dinner, And he says, maybe I don't know who you are, but the night is young. And then you have this little scene between the kids when Peter says, it's not going to kill Mom to go on a date. And Taylor's like, yes, it will, because he's a vampire. And there's this whole thing with the spoon test. Did you know this is is this part of vampire accepted vampire lore? I had no idea.
No, I have no idea.
No. You can, that if you're a vampire, then you can hold the spoon on your nose. Like, what? That was new to me.
Only thing I would have known would have been like silver. If the spoon is silver, you can't hold it at all. But
yeah. Yeah. But he can do the spoon test. So, yeah. Because it's probably, because it's not silver. But, then we get our little meetup of Taylor and Van Helsing. And he says, it's my mom. I want to help. And so they go off on their little thing. And I thought they were funny together. And then we get this whole dancing sequence with them going dancing, like getting closer and closer to like her neck and like getting scary kind of a thing. I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
And this is when she sings a song. Lynette sings the song.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think, Larry, of her song?
I mean, I thought the song was okay. I just thought it was a little bit, I don't know, it was kind of a weird thing. And then you had like the club. It was just one of those things where I guess they were trying to just quickly reintroduce her to her former self. Uh-huh. She had like everybody there just loved her so much. The bodyguard guy being like, I'd do anything for her, you know, so... I guess it was an effective enough way of just kind of getting that point across of her trying to find herself again.
Yeah. What did you think of it, Colleen?
When they first mentioned earlier about how Mom was in a rock band or something, and I was like, why did they bring that up? Like, that was odd. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was fine. I mean, the song was fine. I mean, I didn't really have a bad opinion of it. I mean, she was so confident. Like, it was funny. That part, I mean, it was like a total transformation. And I think that's true with a lot of singers and, you know, entertainers. You may be nervous off screen or whatever, but sometimes you actually like shine. You know, you just get out of it when you see all the crowd and everything.
Yeah, it felt like they might have realized they were under time for the movie. They needed
to have. Oh, yes. I hadn't even thought of that.
Because it was long. Like, usually they only have like the first verse or a couple, you know, bars of a song, and then they'll kind of go on to what's going on. It was like long. Like, she did a great job. I was like, wow, you're a good singer. But
yeah.
I felt like they kind of realized, ooh, we're short. We need 5 more minutes.
Oh my gosh. So,
that's my theory at least. But anyway, then so Chelsea sees there's a man walking on the wall and she starts to get worried. And you get Dimitri saying, Lynette says to Dimitri, I wish I could go on forever. This could go on forever. And he says, that can be arranged. That was fun. And we got a good harvest festival. That was fun, right? Yeah. they probably just got the leftover festival from Hallmark, a Hallmark movie in Vancouver.
It's very Hallmarkish.
Yeah, yeah. And Boomer is there. And of course, Chelsea's upset about this deal because it's totally inappropriate for her brother to be like pawning her off as some kind of wager. And
that was very 2000s, 90s rom-com thing. Like, she's all that and you know, I feel like that's kind of a plot that's borrowed. You know what I mean? Like a mm-hmm. lot of movies where they just had a bet or a wager and it was always high school.
That's true. Yeah. It is like a rom-com. I mean, going all the way back to Taming of the Shrew, you know, it's a rom-com mm-hmm. staple. It's this sort of bet kind of thing. But they finish off their date and Lynette tells Dimitri, I found myself. I feel like who I want to be. I feel like who I want to be and who you are very different. And so she wants to end the date and he's not going to be up for that. And he says, I'm tired and hungry and it's time to go home. We also learned that all the good vampire names have been taken. Your mother is mine. It doesn't matter anymore what she wants. And so he kind of, what do you call it? Transfixes her, puts a spell on her. Yes. And, it's, I don't know. This part to me is a lot of fun. Like it's just sort of campy and silly and spooky movie kind of fun. And I could picture it with kids, you know, like having popcorn and watching and, you know, being kind of a spooky type movie. And but it's nothing that will like really, I don't think, scare them too much.
No. Mm-mm. Definitely not.
No.
Right.
And so then I liked the when Taylor asked Van Helsing, does your mom make you sandwiches?
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
That was good. and they say, the kids say, even if it's just you and me and Taylor, we're still a family, but we have to save mom. So then we get into this finale of the sort of the last act of the movie with them being in the house trying to save their mom. And they have to first move the coffin to the lake. And it was, I don't know, I enjoyed that whole sequence. It's fun. And you have Charles Shaughnessy, you know, listen to them, my children of the night. Did you know that vampires can't cross water? Were you aware of that, Larry? I didn't know that.
That is an old trope.
Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of vampire lore, evidently, I'm not aware of, that Twilight doesn't teach you, evidently.
You watched, like, the old Draculas?
I never have. Gosh, I have seen the Werner Herzog one.
Okay,
we covered that for the Criterion project that I do.
Oh, nice.
But I haven't seen the Bela Lugosi one. Hmm. Is that your favorite?
I think so. I think the Herzog one is good too, though. So yeah,
have you seen any Dracula movie or vampire movies, Colleen?
I saw some of the more recent. I've never seen any of the classics. I know I've seen I saw an Interview with the Vampire. I saw Van Helsing. I'm sure there's others, but those are the two that stick out.
Have you seen The Lost Boys? I've never seen that one.
Oh, yeah. Duh, Colleen. Yes, I love The Lost Boys. You should see that should be
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's not a family movie or anything. But you couldn't do it for like your family movie night or anything, but that's a good one. Have you seen it, Larry?
Yes.
Isn't it good?
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you need to see that. I love Interview with the Vampire as well. I know.
Other people I liked it.
Some people do love it too, but I'm on the love side.
I liked it. I didn't like love it, but I enjoyed it.
No, I haven't seen it. I'm trying to think what other vampire movies aside from Twilight, which
the Underworld movies.
No, I've never seen those.
No.
Aren't those directed by
Oh my gosh.
Kate Beckinsale. Paul Thomas U.S. Anderson.
Yeah. No.
Oh man. He's the worst.
Michael somebody?
No. The Resident Evil the director.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Let me see. Who was the sorry, now I'm like
I have seen, believe it or not, I've actually seen Let the Right One In. That was Len pretty Wiseman, good.
That's who directed Underworld.
Oh, okay.
Also, but I mean, it's easy to confuse because both Underworld and Resident Evil had like director actress marriage duos going on there. Okay. So
they also made like ridiculous number of movies.
Yeah, they also both, yes, and have their, you know, cult followings each. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Oh, so you've seen Let the Right One In.
Yeah, and that one was pretty bloody. That was good.
I feel like especially now, I don't know if it's maybe it seems like a cheesy thing. I don't know. It seems tougher to do a vampire thing now.
Yeah, it seems like they've done practically everything with the
There's not a lot of recent ones. I mean, I guess What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah. I love that movie. That movie's so funny.
And not scary at all. Not a horror. But I'm like, is that the most recent, I don't know, prominent vampire movie I can think of?
I just thought of another one that I don't know if it's even, I don't even remember it enough to really comment. Queen of the Damned.
I used to love, I know it got bad reviews, but I used to love Queen of the Damned.
Aaliyah and Stuart Townsend, Rachel, who's going to be in a Hallmark movie with Lacey. Yes. He was the vampire Lestat. That's crazy to me.
I know a lot of people were big fans of The Vampire Diaries. I never saw it.
I never watched that.
I have two friends who love it. Like, it's, they love it. So, I've never watched it. Shocking, I know. But, yeah. It was, like, their jam.
And I guess technically Hotel Transylvania has a vampire. And we're going to be talking about that next month. With
another nanny cast member.
That's right.
Wait, is it true though, Rachel? Adam Sandler's not in the new one?
That's correct. Yeah. They have a voice alike doing his voice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Kevin James.
Adam Sandler also thought he was above something. Who knew?
Seriously?
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Who would have thought in this day and age?
I mean, I could have seen maybe when the heyday,
I mean,
20 years ago.
He's not hurting for a job, thanks to that Netflix deal. He's not hurting for money or anything. So I guess you can pick and choose.
Well, and Gendy isn't directing this one, the new one. So he helped write it, but
it's also going to
Prime? Straight to Amazon.
Yeah.
And we don't know exactly when the date is. They haven't announced the date, but I assume it would be sometime in October. It would be crazy if they waited till after Halloween.
I mean,
you pay $100 million for it. Why would you wait? But
I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so that's our next spooky Fran related film.
Yeah, we'll be watching 4 Hotel Transylvania movies. It'll be exciting. But then we have the the, like I said, they move the coffin into the lake, and he says, "Listen to them, my children of the night." And he says, "Give me back my coffin." And they say, "We'll trade my mom for your coffin." But then he catches Chelsea. She'd make a lovely vampire princess. That was good. And then Van Helsing confronts him and says, he tries to get him with this wooden stake, and Demetrius says, "Wooden stake, how quaint."
And then you have the little boy who just like beats him with it instead of tries to like stab him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Taylor hits him square off, and then before he can bite Van Helsing, and this is, "You're going to square off with an 8-year-old. And you were really going to press them at the vampire convention." Which brings up what we did in The Shadows, because there's a vampire convention in that movie that they go to, yeah. Which is really funny. And then Lynette is able to get out of her funk, and she throws him in the coffin, and Van Helsing, they bolt it close and with silver plated nails, and says the only true love can break the vampire's trance. So that's why the love between the kids and their mom breaks the trance. And then she says, "I date, I just don't date vampires anymore." And are we going to assume that Van Helsing and Lynette are going to be a future couple?
Definitely seems that's what they hinted at.
Yeah. Probably.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be good. I'd watch that.
It would be good.
So that's the movie. It's, you know, of course, it's not that long because there's just the Disney Channel movies. But I enjoyed it. I liked the fact that it's a movie for kids about a single mom trying to figure out get her mojo back. I feel like you don't really see that often. I like just sort of the campy feel of it with the vampire moments. And I feel like everybody's just having a lot of fun with this movie. And so I enjoy it for what it is. It's, you know, it's just a Disney Channel original movie.
Yeah.
But Larry, what would you give this movie 1 to 10 as a DCOM?
I think as a DCOM, I'll probably give it like a, I don't know, maybe like a 7.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's a good score. That's right. I was going to say 7.58 is right around where I would be as well. But what about you, Colleen? Where would you give it?
So if you're basing it just on the Disney Channel, you know, mm-hmm. I thought it fit right in with the, so maybe I'm a little harsh because maybe I just wasn't thinking about what it was supposed to be. So mm-hmm. if we're going that route, I would say like a 6, which I think is respectable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's fair. We support you in here.
Maybe I was just overthinking it because it really, I was too focused on the couple and not the rest, you know, maybe yeah. something, but definitely not the worst thing I've ever seen by any stretch. So
no, I mean, there's, trust me, we're doing me and Stanford are doing ranking 2012 this next week for Disney and the TCOMs that year. It's rough. Oh. Stanford's like, "Why are you making me do this?" I'm like, "I'm sorry." There's 4 that year too, which is brutal. So yeah, DCOMs can be bad. But I do tend to like the ones that are more on the spooky side, or the I like the musicals because I'm a sucker for musicals. But anyway, let us know if you are listening what you think of this one. Do you enjoy it? Or is it not one of your faves? We'd love to hear your thoughts on Twitter. You can find us at FrankCast14. Check us out there. And Colleen, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Lily44094. And our FranCast Instagram is FranCast1993.
And Larry?
content. You can find me at Chili Boy Productions on YouTube, as well as Instagram, and Chili Boy YT on Twitter.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. And also make sure you're following the Homeworkies podcast. We got tons of fun stuff going on over there. We also have our merch store, which has the nanny inspired merch that you got to check out. So much fun. And also we have our patron group, which we really appreciate that support as well. And so thanks so much. This was a lot of fun. Hope you all have a great rest of September, and we'll see you next month for the Hotel Transylvania episode. So thanks again. We'll talk to you all later. Bye, everyone.
Bye.